بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I came across this hadith that I was reading today and it really made me think. So I thought I should make a very quick video and a reminder for myself and also for all of our brothers and sisters in our lovely community. The hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and it's recorded in Sunan al-Tirmizi. And it's a sound hadith and it teaches us a very, very important lesson, which is the lesson of seizing the time, the opportunity that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not waiting for something to happen or not waiting for disaster to occur and then we go about changing our actions or changing our thoughts. And if you see generally in the world, you'll find two types of people: those who are completely on one side of the spectrum, i.e. extreme in their behavior, like soldiers, and they get everything done, but they are very, very excessive in their approach. And on the other side of the spectrum, you'll see people who are very relaxed and, you know, very easygoing. And if things happen, they happen. If they don't happen, they don't happen. But for us as Muslims, we are neither on the extreme side of the spectrum and neither are we on the complete relaxed side of the spectrum. We are a nation made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a nation which is moderate, a nation which is balanced. So we don't wait for calamities and disasters to strike us and then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then we change our ways. No, we are constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most balanced manner, and the time that we have been given now by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are spending within our homes, we are not wasting that time. We're not completely diverting ourselves and only engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and neither are we completely neglecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but within our homes we are finding a balance for ourselves, our personal worship, also a balance with our family, with our children and the community, and also our work as well. So it is very, very important for us to be balanced and moderate in our approach to our deen as well as our dunya. So the hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentions that badiru bil a'mali sab'an hatta tanzuruna illa faqran munsiyan aw ghinan mutghiyan aw maradan mufsidan aw haraman mufannidan aw mawdan muhizan aw ad-dajjal fashar ghaibin yuntazaru aw as-sa'a fas-sa'atu adha wa amar. So this is a very, very powerful hadith which the Prophet ﷺ mentions seven very important things. He states, hasten, i.e. rush towards and go towards and perform good deeds before seven things come into your life. So before seven events come into your life or seven situations are before you, you should already be engaged in good deeds. And if you see in the Quran, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions iman, he always mentions illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihah, those who believe and also carry out righteous deeds. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those people who have believed and carry out righteous actions, they have Jannah, they have gardens of paradise. So iman has always been coupled with a'mal as well. So here the Prophet ﷺ is saying that hasten to perform good deeds before seven things come into your life. The Prophet ﷺ mentions those seven things. He says that, are you waiting for poverty? That هَلْ تَنْزُرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا, that are you waiting for poverty that makes you forgetful? And this is a very, very powerful statement, that you know that when you are in a state of poverty, when you become a destitute, when you are on the brink, then you realize that your entire focus and your life is towards making sure that you survive, or your children survive and your family survives, because you are at that brink. So in order for you to escape from that, you are constantly engaged of making money, you're trying to make ends meet. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying that, are you waiting for poverty to come to you? And as a result of that poverty, it will make you forgetful, because you'll only be focused about your survival. So don't allow that time to come where you are in a state of poverty. Before that time, carry out righteous and good deeds, because during the time of poverty, you'll be unable to take out time for yourself or your ibadah or the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to your focus on poverty and alleviating your poverty. The next thing the Messenger ﷺ states is, are you awaiting for your wealth that burdens you? Because those people who accumulate wealth are constantly wanting to accumulate more and more wealth. And as a result of that accumulation, they're either worried about how they will spend it, where the money will go, or who wants to borrow money from them. And they're also engaged about learning and trying to earn more and more wealth as well. So poverty will distract you and forget you from, make you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become a barrier from you doing good deeds. And similarly, a wealth also becomes a barrier and a burden upon you, and it prevents you from carrying out righteous deeds. Or the Prophet ﷺ mentions, or are you waiting for a debilitating disease or senility, which is becoming senile? So are you waiting for you to become old? Are you waiting to be afflicted by a disease, by a pandemic, by a virus? And then you realize, oh, I need to carry out righteous deeds. I need to speak well. I need to be kind. I need to be compassionate. I need to give sadaqah. I need to give khairat. Is it then you will realize that you need to carry out righteous actions and deeds? And then the Prophet ﷺ gives the other example, or are you waiting for an unexpected death? That's something that you haven't expected. We've seen people in their prime, in their 20s and 30s, footballers and celebrities just dying, just falling down out of nowhere. So the Prophet ﷺ is giving all of these particular points, that are you waiting for poverty that will make you forgetful? Are you waiting for the wealth that will burden you and prevent you from doing good deeds? Or are you waiting for a debilitating disease or for you to become old and senile before you carry out righteous deeds? Or are you waiting for an unexpected death? Because one death occurs, then you will be unable to carry out any righteous deeds as well. Or are you waiting for the Dajjal, the false Messiah, for he will also become a great fitna and a trial for you, which will also distract you and prevent you from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from carrying out righteous deeds? Or is it the evil in the unseen that you are waiting for? Again, nobody knows what's around the corner. Nobody knows what's in store for you or me every single day. So are you waiting for some affliction, from some musibah to come your way, and then for you to realize, I should have done this, I should have carried out righteous deeds, I should have done good actions? Or are you waiting for the hour itself? For the Prophet describes the hour, he says, the hour will be bitter and the hour will be extremely terrible. So in the situation that we are all in at this moment in time, whilst we are at home, it's very important for us not to be completely relaxed in our approach towards our deen and also towards our family and towards carrying out righteous deeds in our behavior, in our actions, with our sadaqah, with our wealth and various other means. And at the same time, it's also important for us not to be on the other side of the spectrum and completely and solely devote ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fail to be dutiful towards our parents, our family members, because that is also a duty placed upon us as well. So it's very important for us to remember to hasten whilst we have good health and time and ability and all of these opportunities given to us, to avail those opportunities and to continuously perform good deeds before 7 afflictions come our way. And those afflictions are, once again, poverty, which will make you forgetful, a wealth that will burden you, a debilitating disease that will prevent you from doing righteous deeds, or unexpected death, or the arrival of the Dajjal, or the evil in the unseen that will be around the corner, or the sa'ah, the hour itself, which will be bitter and terrible. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from these 7 things and enable us all to continuously on a daily basis do carry out righteous deeds and live a life of balance and moderation in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in taking care of ourselves, our health, our wealth, our souls, our iman, our family and our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Jazakumullahu khairan.